Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is, Are You Reaching Your Customers? No one told me when I was starting out on my entrepreneurial journey that selling would be the most difficult part of running a business, but it is. Without a consistent stream of customers to patronage your business is dead in the water. If you do not consistently find customers to buy your goods or services, then what you have is not a business but a hobby. Hobbies are nice, but they do not buy the bacon. Hobbies are exciting, but I would like to bet that people go into business for other reasons beyond excitement. Someone said that there is a market for everything. Whilst this may be true, it is not automatic that despite the market for what you are offering being there, you have access to that market. There is a big difference between a market existing for your product or service, and you actually reaching your customers. The global market. The world is getting smaller. People and businesses are now operating on a global scale. The effects of this can be seen with the tools we use, from social media to utility products and workspaces, that often do not have the same country of origin as our nationality. This has several implications for your business. The global state of affairs of the world could have a double meaning, depending on your outlook in life. A global market means a potential big market for you, but could also mean the shrinking of your market, as you are now competing with more competitors across the globe. Successfully dealing with global competition can only be achieved if you become proficient at what you do. You have to make your product or service so compelling and competitive, such that people from anywhere on the planet would prefer to patronage your business than go anywhere else. Once you have perfected your product or service offering, the next step is to find a means to reach your customers, who may not be within your geographical region, or oceans across from it. In order to achieve this, you need a change in mindset. You need to think bigger than your corner in your neighborhood. You need to become an international business and brand. Becoming an international business and brand was no easy feat just a decade ago, but things are much optimistically different now. The tools and means to achieve global influence are now within the affordable reach of even small businesses. The power and reach of technology. Technology allows us to do more than we would otherwise without it. It enables us to leverage our resources to achieve tremendous gains. One of the advantages of modern-day technology, with the advent of the internet, is the shortening of distances. The tools exist today to allow us to reach people on the other end of the planet, and in most cases at no cost at all, except that involved in the running of the technology necessary to the task. The remarkable thing about most modern communication technologies is not only that they are free, but also that they allow us to reach any part of the globe at a flat cost rate. An undeniable impact of modern technology in how we communicate is embodied in social media. Social media enables us to stay in touch, and also interact on a personal level in, sometimes, real time. Brands can now communicate with their customers on a one-on-one basis, thanks to social media. This wonderful ability to communicate one-on-one on social media can be extended to advertising. Advertising on social media means that customers can interact directly with the brand as the business puts out ads. The ability to target certain demographics on social media is also a remarkable advantage when it comes to reaching customers. With social media advertising, you can target your audience based on a range of parameters from age, gender, or where they live. What's even more exciting is that customers are also able to interact with one another around the ecosystem of your brand. The increased level of interaction back and forth, and across, and between customers and a brand, is a very good thing. This means increased awareness for your brand and a wealth of feedback your brand can use to improve its offering. Meeting a need. In the face of technology and a global market, it is easy to become complacent and think that it is enough to simply produce your product or service and then push them out to a global market. Your expertise is not enough. You need to go the extra mile. In a global market, your expertise and the supporting technology at hand are not enough to truly reach customers. You still need to work on the fundamentals. You need to ensure that you are solving the problems and pain points for your customers. Solving problems and pain points for your customers starts with identifying a need. Most people look at this aspects of business in reverse. They first create a product or service, and then work really hard to identify a need. The right approach is to identify a need, then putting together your resourcefulness to produce products and services that meet that need. With this approach as the guiding principle, you will never go wrong in reaching customers, wherever they may be. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.